If the truth will set us free, then why is the media lies? Handle the propaganda, they're trying to keep us confined. Media moguls master the science of leaving us blind. Manipulation is hiding beneath the design. No trading and stealing our minds like a thief in the night. Celebrity compliance provides to complete the disguise. Millions are willingly inviting the demon inside. The spy serpent is striking right where the people reside. When their eyes to this evil device, I'm just the impression that the time on the TV is prime.
Guys, up radio show on the Rule of Law Radio Network, ruleoflawradio.com, 1640 AM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, 90.1 FM here in the great city of Austin. Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 7 to 10 AM, this is the Rise Up Radio Show with Catherine Bleich and John Bush, currently embarked on Operation Defuse, operationdefuse.com. Catherine will be returning back to Kansas City, back to Missouri, and she will be visiting...
I wish I was returning to Kansas City. I'm returning to St. Louis.
Oh, and then you'll have an activist training, right?
Yeah, we have an activist training on Saturday at the Springfield Library. Travis Maddox, the new director of the Springfield LRP, has really stepped up to get this training put together. We have the local talk show station out there is promoting it, and several groups are involved. So it should be a really big turnout. I'm quite frankly, really excited. There's a city council member who is going to be there speaking. In Missouri, we actually have medical marijuana legislation that has been introduced into the House. Woo. And this community of Springfield, which is basically the third largest city in Missouri, it is in southwest Missouri, almost to Oklahoma. And they have actually submitted a request to the state legislature to be allowed to produce industrial hemp in Springfield. Their new electricity plant is designed so that it can run off of industrial hemp.
Nice.
So we have some really exciting stuff happening in Missouri, and in particular in Springfield, Missouri, where that industrial hemp electric facility is located. So I'm really excited about it. This is going to be the first official meeting of the Springfield LRP chapter. So it's a big kickoff, and it will be my last stop on the Operation Defuse Southern Tour trip. Also want to mention tomorrow, in Kansas City, Chris Walter of KCLRP, along with the local ACLU and the local newspaper, will be visiting the Kansas City Fusion Center, which on the DHS website is listed as not existing. So I'm very excited about that, very proud of them. We have some people really stepping up in Missouri, and I wish this aired in Missouri. Maybe someday it will.
Right on. It will, soon. Make it happen, a reality. We got some callers. But real quick, I want to give a shout-out to Jericho McCain. Jericho McCain from Louisiana. He's got a wonderful blog. It's called RebootTheRepublic.com, RebootTheRepublic.com. And he has been quite the support in this Operation Defuse Southern Tour.
We love you, Jericho.
He's one of our sponsors, along with Michael Badnarik, who is now alive and well on the road to recovery. Michael Badnarik, a great man. You can check out ConstitutionPreservation.org, and we strongly encourage you to get his book, Good to Be King. Good to Be King. It's a wonderful book. He lays it out. Very principled man, just raw liberty with that gentleman, and we appreciate all that he does for the cause. But right now, we're going to go to Chris from Texas. Chris, you're on the air with the Rise Up Radio Show. What's on your mind? Chris, are you there? Okay, Chris, we're going to mute you, and then we're going to go back to you after we go to Bill from Texas. Bill, you're on the air.
Hi, John. How you doing, man?
Pretty good. How are you?
Pretty good. Hey, I've been listening to your show pretty much all this morning and getting the gist of what happened at the rally. And I'm really sorry to hear that things transpired as they did. But, you know, I've met you before, you know, down here at the state capitol one time and over at City Hall. You probably don't remember me, but, you know, and I know how you got your start. And I've met Alex Jones before, and I know how he got his start. You know, and Alex Jones, when he started this, he pretty much, like, you know, didn't fall into it. He more like, you know, barged off into it. And, you know, he's been doing this for quite some time, you know, and he's actually, you know, more of a tool for freedom than anything, you know. And you know, and when you came into it, you know, I know that Randy and Deborah, you know, extended up an offering for you to come on the radio. So I mean, and I've seen you work, but you know, when it comes down to it, like, you know, I was really surprised about like, you know, when I go to these functions that, you know, and Alex is like, you know, so apt to like promote the freedom movement, and, you know, he doesn't seem to be around unless there's TV cameras around. So whenever there's like a big function like that to wherever he can get, you know, some kind of publicity, you know, or pull a publicity stunt, that's exactly what he's going to do. You know, mm-hmm. in those situations, you just need to be better prepared for that. You know, and you're young and you're starting out, you know, this new radio show, you know, y'all need to prepare yourself that, you know, you're going to, you know, encounter those situations. However, you know, I think, you know, Alex Jones is, really overstepped his bounds of professional courtesy, considering mm-hmm. that, you know, a large listener base is one of the largest listener bases he has is off the same radio station that you also broadcast. And you're basically the foundation for his show. And I'm really shocked to hear that, you know, he did what he did. And I'll be surprised, you know, that if he doesn't say anything about it at all, or even extend an apology for what he did at the rally.
No, he accused us of being the COINTELPRO agents.
We were the one provoking and dividing.
Yep, even though we planned the event. Oh, not we. They did. Tag did. I was just there as a supportive role.
Moral support. Very strong moral support.
He may not have known who you were or, like, you know, or anything about your show or anything.
Man, it shouldn't matter who we are. We're human beings who have a similar interest in freedom.
Well, we did. I sent a press release to his office, and I heard him mention it on the show. I think he was reading from the show, from the press release, because he said Texans for Accountable Government and John Bush. So I think he knew who we were. Maybe he doesn't know who Texans for Accountable Government. He's so disconnected from the local movement, he probably doesn't even know who we are, who I am. But it's unfortunate. It's unfortunate.
That's surprising to me.
Yeah. Okay, Bill, we have some other callers. Did you have anything else?
I'm sorry?
We have like four other callers. I was seeing if you had anything else.
Let me get to them. I just wanted to like interject that. You know.
All right.
Y'all keep
well, we appreciate your support, and we appreciate the activism, showing up to the Capitol and City Hall and stuff, and keep it up. Thanks for listening, and
hey,
we
dude,
appreciate you.
I'm there, man. I'm there.
Thanks to you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Okay, looks like Chris is back. Chris from Texas, are you there?
I am here. Thanks for taking my call. I was so frustrated. I've been trying to call this morning. I was dialing the wrong number half the time. So thanks for getting me back on. I appreciate it.
How are you?
I just wanted to, and I know you, I'm sure you guys are, you know, by now, I'm sure you're sick of talking about this, but I am really concerned, and I really wanted to call in today to make a comment about this whole situation. I was at the rally on Monday, and first of all, so impressed with you guys, your organizational skills, and Catherine, geez, when you get on the bullhorn, you're not afraid, are you? You were just
well, I had really to impressed. Shout down just, the infamous Alex Jones, so I had to really yell, and I'll be honest, I don't remember a word I said, because I was just going, nothing I had written down ahead of time I spoke on, because I was
well,
just...
Well, that's what I couldn't believe, you were just killing it, it was all off the cuff, and then they threw another megaphone around your neck, and
it
you
was
were
from
like,
the heart.
That one too. But really impressed. I had the chance to meet you, and there's a million people here you'll never remember me. But I've been listening to your radio show for a short time and just love it. You guys are so informative. I'm learning so much from you. I've been doing research and been a part of this for a few years now, and it's just unbelievable. It's so hard to articulate what we're up against. You know, it's just the more I read, the more I look into, you know, the global empire and the corruption, it's just, I can't believe how far the rabbit hole goes, you know, it's just so hard. And you know, this is what I'm worried about. Now, I was there and I saw, you know, every little bit of it. Alex Jones, yeah, you know what, he was a jerk, he really was. And I have to say, and I'm not going to defend what he did today at all, because it was wrong. But here's what I'm worried about. And you guys, I know there's been a lot of videos taken, I know there's going to be some things posted. I'm just worried that, you know... thinking of how, you know, the grand scale of things we're up against, I'm worried about turning people off a little bit to avenues where they can get information. And I have to admit, you know, I probably wouldn't be listening to the show had I not started listening to Alex. Alex woke me up to a lot of things. And, you know, like I said, I don't want to make excuses. He was a jerk. But I'm worried about people popping on, you know, the website or seeing videos and thinking, oh, well, screw Alex, I'm not going to listen anymore, I'm not going to check out his stuff, and then all of a sudden we've lost some mm-hmm. of the people that we need, and gosh, we only, I mean, you know, we only have such a small fraction of what we really need to make some real changes. And I'm worried about turning off some of those people.
Let me address that real quick, Chris, because I have the same sentiment and the same fears, and we question posting stuff. And the same thing happened with Ron Paul. Should we post this or shouldn't we? And here's my take on it. I am the executive director of an organization, Texans for Accountable Government. I am all about accountability, and it starts with personal accountability. And I try to operate with the utmost integrity, and I don't take offense when people call me out and I'm doing wrong, and I'm quick to admit my flaws. That's one of the biggest character traits I see in people is if they admit that they're wrong, they own up to it and move on and learn from it. That's a very beautiful thing. But here's the thing. I believe that we need to hold ourselves to a higher level of accountability than we even do our elected officials. And that's especially the case within the freedom movement. So I am all for posting every single video. I hope they get 100,000 views of Alex Jones calling my good friend Catherine Bly, saying that she's got a heart on for him. And I hope that everybody watches Ron Paul say that he asked everybody to support a 22-year incumbent, a bailout voter, two-time bailout voter, supported the war in Iraq. And that's because of accountability. If we get it out there and Jones feels like a fool for it, maybe next time he shows up to a local protest, he's not going to railroad the whole thing and take it over. If Ron Paul gets – the word's already gotten around the campaign for liberty. We've confirmed that. Maybe next election cycle, Ron Paul's going to think twice before he calls on his supporters to support the Republican incumbents. So that's my take, Chris, and we appreciate your call. Thanks for calling in. We appreciate your support. Thank you so much for being there. And that is a concern that I do share, but it's all about the accountability. We're not going to brush anything under the rug on the Rise Up Radio Show.
Making music with my friends, and I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again, going places that I've never been, seeing things that I may never see again. I can't wait to get on the road again.
On the road, on the again, road again, like a band of gypsies, we go down the highway. We're the best of friends, insisting let the world keep going my way, our way. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. We're on the road to freedom, not the road to serfdom, like that good old man, Mr. Friedrich Hayek, wrote about. The road to freedom, ladies and gentlemen, and we want you to join the ride, join the revolution, every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on the Rise Up Radio Show, ruleoflawradio.com. Yeah. Coming up on Friday, we're pleased to bring Catherine Albrecht of SpyChips.com. Is that our website? The book Spy Chips.
I have to Google the actual. She's with StartPage.com.
StartPage.com.
Let me find out.
Catherine Albrecht.
.com with the Spy Chips.
And her show is called The Catherine Albrecht Show. It comes on this station, 90.1 FM. You can hear it here in Austin. It's not on the Rule of Law Radio Network, but it's a wonderful program. We're a great supporter. Catherine have grown pretty close over the years, and I think it's pretty great that, you know, we're rising up in the freedom movement, and we got some really great mentors and really excellent people to look towards. And Catherine Albrecht is one of those people. She's absolutely bright, brilliant. Huge support of her. She's going to come on our program, and it's going to be a great conversation because we too are battling, you know, a lot of the surveillance state and police state technology that she prides herself on. So definitely tune into that show.
And it is spychips.com. Spychips.com.
And it's the Catherine Albrecht Show from 3 to 5. Yeah, 3 to 5.
2 hours.
3 to 5 on GCN, Genesis Communications Network. The Catherine Albrecht Show, and then after that, of course, is Mike Rivero. That's a wonderful program as well. And then when 6 p.m. rolls around, Rule of Law Radio Network is back on the air, and you get to hear all the wonderful programs that Rule of Law Radio Network has to offer. So we got a great thing coming on down here in 90.1 FM in the city of Austin.
And Catherine has some big news.
Big news.
There's some start page things being unveiled tomorrow. So it's going to be great timing having her on Friday. She is also the author of a new children's book. So we'll be having her on again after Friday when that book does come out. Because I think it's really important we're reaching out and educating our youth. So, Catherine, thank you for doing that. We love you.
Let me ask our producer this. I know she's listening. You can just send me a chat. Are we able to – on the? So here's what we got, ladies and gentlemen. We have a Lola calendar. They retail for $20.
Now they're retailing for $10. Because
I'm trying to make it more
year.
Valuable for the listeners. Yeah. They retail for $50. We have a Lola calendar. Now, we're going to give it away at the top of the next break, and we want to give it away to the ninth caller at the top of the next break. So I guess we'll be putting our producer to work. I know this doesn't really happen as often on Patriot Radio, but we really want to try to create a more interactive environment and try to really drive the radio thing home.
And so, when you call in, be prepared to tell us who your favorite Lady of Liberty is, whether it's a historical lady or a current one, and why.
We'll ask for your favorite current and your favorite historical Lady of Liberty.
There you go. So be prepared. Call in when we tell you to with your favorite Ladies of Liberty, a historical one, and a current one, and why. So maybe we can teach our listening audience about some up-and-coming movers and shakers or some previous
Rosa
movers
Parks
and shakers.
Rosa Parks is one of my favorite.
She's hardcore.
And all she did was sit in the front of the bus. So, Deborah, are we able to do that? Can you go through and take the ninth caller at the top of this break? Would that be good at the other side of the break?
Okay. Just pick it up and hang up until you get to the ninth caller. Tell them one, hang up two, hang up three, hang up.
We're giving our producer a hard time. Okay.
We didn't warn her about this ahead of time, so we're putting her on the spot. Sorry, Deb, we love you.
Right now, yeah, we want to give a lot of props to Deborah Stevens. She does so much for the local movement here. Her show is excellent. It comes on three nights a week. She's been rocking and rolling on this network for quite some time, and she's really doing a lot, a great service for Catherine and myself, allowing us to come on the Rule of Law Radio Network and get the word out, not to mention the fact that she produces a majority of the shows, which
isn't
easy work.
And she rises up with us.
And she's not a morning person, even
less
than we are.
None of us are. We are like the anti-rise-up crew. When it comes to the morning, we're all like, is everyone awake?
Okay, but right now we're going to go to Michael. From Texas. Michael, you're on the Rule of Law Radio Network Rise Up Radio Show.
Hey, thank you. It's good good to be here.
Thank you for coming on.
Am I there?
Yes, you are. You are live on the air.
Am I live? Okay, great. Look, the great thing about the rally, I got there late, but the really great thing was listening to it on the radio and listening to the passion that the people had. It was better than the Obama deal, the election that they orchestrated. I mean, these people were so alive, and they were so when I got there, it's like 6:30 and it was basically over with, but I mean, it was so great to hear that passion, you know.
Is that what got you out, listening to the folks on the street who were interviewing on 90.1?
Yeah, exactly. And like I say, I got there late. I'm not from Texas. Where I come from, we have a little bit more passion than the Texas crowd, but to see the people, you know, I'm kind of like, I see people in HEB and they're just like dead and they're walking around like zombies, but to hear these people and they're so alive and they're so, and then you can relate to them when you get with them. I mean, it was such a great feeling. It really was.
It really was. I listened to those archives, and I have to say, Katie Brewer,
she's good.
You did a great job interviewing people. It was great. That was, I mean, what a neat piece of history that we have archived now, you know, just the live interviews with people at the event. I think that's something that we need to do more often.
I'm going to put the call out to the listeners. Ladies and gentlemen, this will be the last time that we mention this Alex Jones fiasco. We might mention it in passing or crack a joke here or two, but if you want to call in to talk about that, today is the day, and me and Catherine are going to put it to rest because it was a bad point in the history of the local freedom movement. We want to lay it down, but we wanted to give the callers the opportunity to vent, and we also wanted to, again, set the record straight and make everybody, let it be clear, we want this to empower you folks. The power lies within yourself, not within some idol or not with anybody at the top of
it. Yeah, don't let it bring you down. There's nothing in this situation that should bring you down. It should only lift you up and make you realize, hey, you can be a 5'3", 125-pound little chick and get in Alex Jones's face, so you do have the power if you want to utilize it.
Preferably well, like utilize said, it get in the face of a governor or something.
There needs to be another one. There needs to be another one as quickly as possible because this is a bar fight. This is a bar fight, and you don't win on the first punch. I mean, and I come from where you bar fight, you do it for life. I mean, you slam them, and it needs to happen again very soon.
Great. Okay, Michael, thank you so much for calling in. Thanks for listening. Thanks for showing up to the rally, and you have a great afternoon, sir. All right, now we're going to go to
Layla.
How are you?
Hold on just a second. I'm good, thanks. By the way, you have a good voice. Nice.
Doesn't he have an amazing voice? I love listening to him sing.
Gee, thank you, ladies. You just make me feel so good and sad.
Yeah. I attended the rally a little later. And I was really excited. I actually remained excited. But, you know, I could feel it. I could feel the there's, like, a group down below and then out where the courtyard is or where the, near the entrance. And I was kind of asking around, like, okay, hey, what's going on, you know? And I noticed Catherine does not look happy. She's not showering Alex with compliments. So I was wondering what she was, like, talking to him. Not really talking to him, I don't think, but I couldn't hear her. So anyhow, at the end of the day, I was just happy. I want to thank a fellow. He had a nice-looking bow, a pet bow, but it was fake, and he was passing out Deborah Medina bumper stickers, and he graciously gave me three. So I just want to tell him thank you if you're listening. I was really happy. So, and you know, it's really just I just feel like if y'all just can, like today you just said you're gonna just put it to rest, close, you know, just. If tomorrow's another day, well, I hope it stays that way, because really energy, any little bit of animosity towards anyone, it just really potent and it brings you down. I mean, it's not even good for your health.
Amen. We do need to be staying positive and smiling and laughing.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And that's what actually what attracts everyone, you know, a smile, you know, just that energy itself just will lighten anyone up. So, anyhow, it's nice that you do good work, and thanks, you know? So,
great.
That's all I wanted to say.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Layla. Thanks for listening. Thanks for showing up to the rally. We appreciate all you do for the cause of freedom, and thanks for tuning in. And right now we're going to go to Heather from Texas. Heather, you are on the Rise Up Radio Show. Good morning.
Hi, good morning, guys. So, Catherine, you're leaving today. I'm really glad that you were here in Austin. We got to meet you. Definitely a powerhouse in this movement, and it was an honor to have you here with us for so long.
Well, thank you, guys. Y'all are an inspiration to me. I've never been around such a cohesive, energetic, inspirational, effective, and efficient group of people.
Wow.
So,
there's a lot of adjectives there.
Well, they're all accurate descriptors, so
and
thank
this,
you,
this
guys.
This caller here, Heather, especially, she's been a bombshell, and I appreciate all she does for Texans for Accountable Government and the local movement.
And Lola.
And Lola as well.
Yeah, Lola Austin, just getting started. It's been great. And last night, having all those Lola girls at the Fusion Center Q&A, it's very empowering that we're all doing it together.
It's beautiful.
So what I really wanted to talk to you about was the Jones thing. I'm really glad that you guys are talking about it. I'm also really glad that you're going to lay it to rest and not let him absorb any of our valuable time after today. I was looking last night at one of the videos, and you know how Jones always talks about how they like to show themselves to us. You know, they like to tell us what they're going to do as far as the New World Order goes. But one of the pictures that popped out to me when I was thinking about that and so was looking at the video is him in that damn clown makeup and him being a distraction to the real activism that's actually going to save this country, the local activism like what we're doing, and him coming in and bombarding us and railroading us at an event that we're actually making a change and making things happen here in Austin. And I think that it's just very telling of who he is and actually, you know, what his agenda is and his agenda as far as himself. And I don't know how he plays into the rest of it. But, you know, I like I said, that he likes to show himself to us. And that clown makeup was very revealing.
That's pretty telling. That's a good point. Yeah, whenever he dressed up as the Joker.
Are you the one who shouted to him about wearing makeup when he followed the press over to the second side of the building?
Yeah, I mean, look at him in his little get-up with I told him his makeup looks great.
That's funny.
He's ready to go for the cameras.
All right, Heather, thanks for calling in. Thanks for all that you do. We really
do
appreciate
you.
It. You're a very hard worker, and we wouldn't be nearly successful in our local action if it wasn't for individuals like you. Okay, Patrick, we see you there. On the other side of this break, we're going to go to caller number 5, the 5th caller on the other side of this break. We're going to mail you a free Lola calendar. This is the Rise Up Radio Show. Thanks for tuning in.
Thank you. this morning. Smile with the rising sun.
Don't worry about a thing, ladies and gentlemen. Everything's going to be all right. There may be dissension. There may be problems. There may be troubles. Nobody said it was going to be easy when you realize the propensity of exactly what it is that we're doing, be it Catherine Blyce, John Bush, Heather Fazio, Alex Jones, Ron Paul. We're basically going up against some very evil forces, so there's naturally going to be problems and dissension, but everything's going to be all right. That's the point.
Everything is all right.
Everything is all right. The Rise Up Radio Show, the Rule of Law Radio Network, every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 7 to 10 a.m. And ladies and gentlemen, again, if you want to chat about this Jones issue, then go ahead and call in now, because after this program, we're going to put it to rest. We're not going to dwell on it anymore. I'm not going to say that there won't be a little joke or snide comment in passing, though, because I like to make little jokes. But we're going to put it to rest as a whole. But call in right now, 512-646-1984. 512-646-1984. We're going to take the fifth caller. You're going to get a free Lola calendar. We're going to mail it to you. We'll cover shipping and handling. And Catherine Blyce might just go ahead and sign it for you.
Don't go there.
She loves signing stuff.
Well, just so everyone has an idea of who Lola is a new organization, Ladies of Liberty Alliance. You can check them out at iamlola.org, or if you want to join the NING site, which is open to both men and women, ladiesoflibertyalliance.org. It is a group of liberty-minded women. We lean pretty libertarian, anarcho-communist. Whoa. No, anarcho-capitalist. Jeez, I've got people attacking me on Facebook calling me a communist.
But anarcho-capitalism is okay as long as you're doing your own little convent and you don't force it upon anybody else.
Well, sorry, I'm reading and speaking at the same time. But Lola girls are typically pretty libertarian, anarcho-capitalist leaning, freedom lovers, and we are trying to get more women involved. We are in the process of getting our 501c3 paperwork filed at the national level, and there are local chapters popping up all over, including the one here in Austin. There's one in St. Louis. There's one in Savannah. And I will tell you what, ladies, if you are looking for some like-minded friends, this is where you go, because these women are... they're powerhouses. I mean, that's the only way to describe them. They are out there moving and shaking. And I think what we will find as time goes on, that women are really going to spearhead this revolution. And I believe it is because of our maternal instinct, the fact that we have, you know, children. I don't, but I hopefully will someday. And we want to provide a free society for them. It is in our nature to provide, and it's hard to provide when the government is stealing everything you got. So watch out for the Ladies of Liberty to be stepping up in big, 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 big ways. And if you're interested in going to the Liberty Forum this year in New Hampshire in March, there will be an entire Lola track. So there are some pretty neat women who will be speaking there, including myself, Shelley Roach, Angela Keaton, lots of Gin Coffee. She's a state rep out of New Hampshire, part of the Free State Project. So please go check that out. Liberty Forum, Ladies of Liberty Alliance, iamlola.org, ladiesoflibertyalliance.org.
Okay, the caller screens are starting to light up. I'm going to assume Patrick's been waiting, and Richard, I believe, these guys actually want to call in to chat. But ladies and gentlemen, 512-646-1984, 512-646-1984, caller number five, we're going to mail you a Lola calendar signed by Catherine Blyce, my favorite Lola girl. But right now we're going to go to Patrick from Austin. Patrick, you're on the air with the Rise Up Radio Show.
Hey, John.
How are you?
Oh, you guys did a wonderful job executing this in such a short amount of time. Turnout was pretty good, 230 to 250 people, my estimations at least. And the only downside is that there's a lot of familiar faces, at least to me. So as far as, I don't know, maybe I've been in this for a little bit too long now. as far as Alex, the videos and if you were there kind of speaks for itself. This is just another issue, another... what would you say? another incident on top of the long stack of other incidents. And if you've been out to large gatherings and protests and whatnot and been around him, this is nothing new. When I got out of the car, my heart sank for a second because I already knew what was about to happen there. So nothing surprising. But we did get some good media coverage.
Great media coverage.
Yeah, the media coverage was the bomb for sure. They, especially KXAN, again, time and time again, I can't say it enough, KXAN just really gets down in the nitty-gritty, especially with the police state stuff. It's great.
But as far as Alex, I can bash on him all day, but I'll just leave that to party talk.
Sure, sure. Yeah, and again, the videos speak for themselves. And again, after this program, we're going to lay it to rest. So if anybody wants to call in and has any comments about what happened, you know, we're not trying to jab at Alex Jones's character. We're just trying to speak truth to power and let people know exactly what happened. So they'll just have it in their hearts and they'll know, you know, sometimes there's false idols and the power lies within each other. You got anything else, Patrick?
I can say one thing. He actually did not wake me up. I have to give that credit to Mike Rivero.
All right.
And,
yeah, I like Mike Rivero. His program's really good. He's real fun loving.
One of that website.
I'm sorry, what was that?
I said, and officially to one of my friend's dad, he's already moved to Panama, and he got me hooked on to whatreallyhappened.com, and that was way before he got on the radio, back in 03, 04 era.
Excellent.
So, I guess I could say I'm fortunate for that.
Great.
Anyway,
okay,
you all,
Patrick.
You all have a good show.
Well, thanks for calling in. Patrick's been involved in the movement for quite some time, real hard worker. We appreciate all you do, and thank you so much for listening to the program. All right, now we're going to go to Richard from Texas. Richard, you've been holding for quite some time. Thanks for staying on the line. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. How are you guys?
Pretty good, pretty good, pretty good.
Very good. I wanted to give you guys some definite props for keeping your cool during all of the fiasco that went on Monday. I was there. I witnessed it. And I just wanted to make a couple points to anyone out there who is a big Alex Jones fan. And I myself, as well, have been through the gauntlet of the Alex Jones, I guess what a lot of people call phenomenon. I just want people to remember that Alex Jones never woke anyone up. If you were open to the information and he just so happened to be the first person you found because maybe he screams the loudest, that doesn't necessarily mean he was the one who woke you up. And you don't want to give him some sort of godlike mentality or put him up on a pedestal. Give yourself the praise for being open to the information and just knowing that he just so happened to be the person who was screaming the loudest when you were open to hear what information was out there.
Uh-huh.
And then the next thing, go ahead.
I like that. That's yeah, you raise a really good point. There's something about a person that allows them to be susceptible to that message. There's a lot of people that just instantly shut themselves off, and they won't even go there. They put up their defensive barriers at first. So there's actually something about a particular person's character, about the essence of that human being that allows them to even receive the message. So, yeah, there's definitely value to appreciate yourself for even being able to receive that message in the first place. That's good.
Yeah, absolutely. And let's not let this divide us. I mean, there's a point for everything, and he appeals to the fear and anger that we all feel. When we're open to this and we truly take this information in, it's going to hit us on a level that some things have never hit us before. So we're going to run through the gauntlet of emotions, just like many people run through when they have lost a loved one, you know, the deceit, the despair, all of that. And you're going to go through the fear and the anger, and that's the emotion that he appeals to, and you'll move on from it, and you'll move on to other people that are going to bring truth. But he does have a place in the community, and I think that's the place that he fills. And, you know, we're blessed to have him for that point. But, you know, we move on, we grow as individuals, and at some point we no longer need to look up to him because we realize that we have other leaders that we can look up to.
I could not have put that better myself. Thank you.
Or we realize that we ourselves can be the leaders.
There you go.
And when we realize that, we truly are free. Okay, Richard, thanks for the call. That's great insight. We appreciate that. Thanks for all you do for the cause of liberty. Thanks for tuning in. Rock and roll. You have a good afternoon, sir. And right now it looks like we are going to go to Robert from South Carolina, who actually happens to be caller number 5. Robert from South Carolina, you're the big winner.
I'll have to get back to you with the calendar. Can you hear me okay?
Yes. Yep. Are you there, Robert?
Right. Yeah. I've been wondering if Alex Jones is an agent of distraction for a while now. And it's good what y'all did because that will help
Robert, are you there? Uh-oh. The establishment cut the feed. Maybe Jones cut the feed. Robert, can you hear us? Okay. Well, moving on. That's a good question that you asked, and everybody should think about it, and everybody should always be speculative of every single individual, no matter how high they reach in the movement. Always question everything, like Catherine's tattoo says. Okay, we got three calls left. We're going to blast them out. We got 3 minutes. Liz, you're on the air. What's going on?
Hi, I just wanted to let y'all know. I mean, I really appreciate everything. I was there. I showed up late. I got off work, and I came, but I know Alex did some disrespectful stuff, yelling over y'all talking, but I don't understand why y'all have to sit there and say that he's dividing us, because saying that in itself is dividing us. So
he literally divided the rally into two separate groups. That's a literal description, not an opinion.
My boyfriend was there the entire time. He saw it all. He said it was very rude what Alex did, but I also think y'all saying that he is dividing us is dividing us. Like, y'all don't have to say that. You can just ignore him. I mean, he kills y'all with kindness in a way. I mean,
have you seen the videos of the names he called myself and Robert Butler? There was no kindness.
No kindness. Okay, Liz, thanks for the call. And you're right. You're right. We don't want a division. And that's why after this show, we're going to lay it to rest. But in our defense, he did literally divide. That's a description of a fact that occurred. He literally divided the rally. We're not saying that he's actively trying to divide the movement, even though that's what people are saying about me and Catherine every day. We're not trying to divide anything, ladies and gentlemen. We're simply trying to bring reality to light so everybody could take a hard look at it. Everybody get, it's like your alcoholic uncle that nobody wants to invite to the dinner table. He's there. And rather than ignore him, it's important that we sit down and say, listen up, Uncle Alex. You know, we think you did a wrong thing, and we're going to call you on it. And we're going to chat about it, and hopefully we'll grow together and learn together. And hopefully next time there's a rally, you'll learn not to come over and just railroad and to run over the entire thing. So we got about a minute left. Ryan, quick comment. Ryan from Kansas, what's on your mind?
I have a serious problem with activists who claim rallies as being their own and do not just work together. I think I would like to see an open discourse between Catherine and John and Alex and have an actual forum where they actually discuss this.
That would be huge.
We'd be in favor of that, sure. And yeah, of course, free speech for everybody, but with free speech comes courtesy. And it was Texans for Accountable Government and Ladies of Liberty Alliance, Austin chapter, that did organize the rally. We put a lot of hard work and effort into getting all the speakers there, to getting the permits, speaking with Austin Police Department. And of course, Alex Jones has every right to show up and do exactly what he did. However, we're calling it for what it is. It was disrespectful. It was discourteous. It created division. We don't appreciate it, and we hope it never happens again. And it's unfortunate that this whole show was pretty much spent on that. But ladies and gentlemen, we're now laying it to rest. It's in the past, and together we will move forward. Together we will grow together. Unity, U-N-I-T-Y. This is the Rise Up Radio Show. Check us out on Friday. We'll be joined by Catherine Albrecht. We love you, America.